Right now, we're talking with the president of the board of the Duggar Union Community Schools, Kyle Foley. And Kyle, first of all, you got to be the busiest man in Indiana right now.
Well, I certainly feel like it, but it's been quite busy and just a lot of things that we've been working on.
It's kind of like the amusement park ride, the roller coaster, isn't it? One day you're way high, and the next day there's a low, and then a high. Has it been kind of tough to be working with all this? Because I know that's not a lot of fun. That's a lot of emotions involved in that.
Oh, yeah. It's been tough. I mean, you know, all of us have full-time jobs. This is something that we can't dedicate 100% of our time to. And yeah, you're exactly right. We've had days where we've just been on cloud nine, and the next day we just feel like we're kicked in the gut, and it's just it's bittersweet. I mean, just it's like anything in life. You got to take the good with the bad, keep rolling with the punches.
And I know you're doing this for your kids, but I think you're being a good example for your kids. You're showing the kids that just because there's a down once in a while, you don't give up, you just stay in there and hang in there. Have your kids noticed this a lot? Do you think that you guys are fighting this hard for them?
Well, I certainly hope so. I know my daughter, I definitely hope my daughter sees it. I think she does. I mean, she's a pretty bright young girl. And, you know, it's one that, you know, I've told a lot of people in the community, you know, the one thing that I'm trying to do in all this is that these kids see that they have a choice, and they have a choice in life, but whatever life deals to them, that, you know, either you can accept what is given to you and go on, or you can stand up and do something about it. And that's what I hope to get out of all this, that just because someone says you can't doesn't mean you can.
Okay, today we're recording this on June 6th, which is a Friday. What is the standing now with all the charter and stuff? Can you give us just a real quick synopsis of where you're at this time right now?
Sure. We have been in negotiations with Indiana Cyber School, or Cyber Indiana, it's basically what it is, which is an authorized charter school under Trine University. They have a lot of seats to fill in their charter. They can do things virtual, it's, you know, cyber-wise, or they can do brick-and-mortar. And that's basically what we're doing. We're utilizing the school brick-and-mortar setting, and we're going to implement a tremendous amount of technology to the kids. We're going to have a school. And it's going to be, you know, what we're hoping for. It's going to look and feel just like it was when they left a week ago. So, you know, things will change. They'll be a little bit different. The way they're going to learn is going to be a little bit different. But, you know, it's a lot of schools are going to the one-to-one technology where, you know, kids use laptops and that type of thing. The kids, all these kids that come in will be issued a laptop, a Wi-Fi hotspot, a printer. They're going to be able to work on their studies anytime they want to, but they will be in a classroom setting. They will work on, they will have a teacher, and they're going to have a good teacher. And that's one thing, and we'll be able to offer things that other schools can offer. So really, you know, I was told by one of the counterparts that I was working with that this would be the first school that's ever done something like this, and, you know, we're breaking new ground.
Can you tell us what Indiana's Cyber will give to you? I mean, besides the education part, is there material you say they'll be bringing in for you to use?
Oh, absolutely. They're going to furnish all the technology. They're going to help us acquire the buildings, we're going to retain those buildings in our name. They'll get it from the DOE as a charter school, but we've worked out a memorandum of understanding that once they obtain that, we will give them that dollar back for the charter school, and it will remain in our name. We can work with Indiana Cyber as long as we want to, and in the meantime, we're also going to be pursuing another charter on our own under Trine University. So we'll be able to break off of that. We'll be able to break off on our own. And it's basically like a bridge. They're going to help us. open the school, and then we're going to build that school and go on our own.
How did you come up with the association with Indiana Cyber? Did they find out about you not having the charter and found out about what was going on with Duggar and said, hey, I think we can help you out? Or how did that all start?
Well, we got a very special lady on our board named Debbie Alice, who is, in my opinion, the most relentless person I've ever worked with in my life. She never gives up. She keeps moving forward every day. And she basically, I think she sent out 100 emails. We were going to work on the charter and apply next fall. And we ran into, she ran into a person who introduced her to another person that we were going to work with curriculum with. Yeah, her name's Vicki Snyder, and, this thing snowballed from there, and she knew a person who knew a person, and we just fell into it. I mean, we literally fell into this in a matter of days. I mean, I think it was last Wednesday, that we met with Vicki, and it snowballed from there. She, she looked at our other applications and said, hey, you guys got something special here, and, I was basically coming down here just to advise you, but I want to help you. And she, like I said, knew people who knew people who knew people, and it just snowballed into that. And by yesterday, we were sitting around the table hashing out agreements, and looking at the reality, it's a very big reality of opening the school in the fall. It will happen. So, it's just it's a lot to take in. It's a lot to think about. You said, this has been a huge undertaking for this board and the people on it and in the community. But I hate to say it, but the real work's going to get ready to begin.
Yeah, I bet. It sometimes it's not what you know, it's who you know, isn't it, Kyle?
Yeah, that's something in life that, I've found to be really true. It's, I've worked my way, through college and master's degrees and things like that, and got a number of years of experience behind me in my profession, and what it boils down to is who you know, and, it's just all part of being a good person and working with people, and you build those relationships, and, good things happen to good people, so.
How do kids get signed up now? What do they have to do? What's the process? I know they can go on the Indiana Cyber site and sign up.
Well, they can, but well, not technically they can. The Indiana Cyber wants to meet people face to face, and they're going to be coming down. We have a community meeting this Sunday at 2:00 at the community building in Duggar. Indiana Cyber will be there. They're also going to be able to start signing up kids then, but they also plan to come down during the week and establish a home base, basically, where people can come in from a certain time frame and sign their kids up and get ready to go.
And kids from the other areas can come in, too, if they'd like to get some really good education, couldn't they?
Absolutely. Like I said, we have the opportunity of offering a lot of courses that a lot of kids won't get offered. For an example, if I got three kids, I shouldn't say I, we have three kids that want to take physics, and no one else does, we can still offer that course.
Nice.
And they'll be able to, they'll have a teacher there that's going to be qualified to be able to answer questions and work with them, and that type of thing. So, I mean, we have the opportunity of picking through 20 different languages. We can offer up to 20 different languages in the school. It's just basically on what we want to pay for and what the kids want. So the kids are going to get what they want. And again, this whole thing is based around them. We wanted to give them a school.
Well, congratulations to you guys. The Bulldog is a good symbol of somebody that never gives up and fights till the end. You guys have done it. You've been a good example. And we'll be keeping an eye on you like we have been. And we just look forward to that first day of school for everybody, Kyle.
Well, so do we. And we're going to be working really hard to get to the point. So we're ready to go.
We've been talking with Kyle Foley, the school board president for Duggar Union Community Schools. This is Dave Schmidt. Keep updated on Duggar Union right here.